Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and today we have something completely and totally different than you will ever hear again. And although this is going to be private by invitation only, I will eventually open it up and let everybody hear it. So today we have kind of an online virtual Toastmasters meeting to do a speech, and I have few amazing Toastmasters with me who will participate, and this should be a lot of fun. There is a speech in the Toastmaster manual that calls to do a pretend radio show, talk show, a host introducing somebody that represents a company from the community. And so we have people that are going to help me do it, which I'm so, so grateful. And I'm going to introduce everybody so that you guys know who's here. And that way, if you wish, then you can always talk about it later. So the first person that I'd like to introduce to you is Robert Goodhall, because Robert Goodhall is going to be the host that's going to interview me as a representative of a company. So hi, Robert. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, Tippy. It's a wonderful to be here. And let me tell you a little bit about our organization. It is Toastmasters International. And it is on every continent on the planet. And today, specifically, we'll be talking about the services, the Bay Ridge, that it offers. There's two clubs, Bay Ridge Toastmasters and ABC Toastmasters, of which many of us are dual members of, including yourself.
Yeah, definitely including me. Thank you so much, Robert. And then we have three people that are going to evaluate the entire speech and the entire interview. And Bob Bowes, who is the president of the Toastmasters in Bay Ridge, will be the first one. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Yes. Hello, Tippy and fellow Toastmasters. Good morning to you. Yes, indeed. My name is Bob Bowes, and I'm the president of Bay Ridge Toastmasters. Been a member of Toastmasters now for a little over 3 years, and delighted to be on Tippy Talk. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I'm so thankful and so grateful for you to be here. It's just so amazing, part of the Toastmasters experience of everybody being so amazingly helping each other. I really love it. Thank you so much. And the second evaluator that we have lined up is Audrey. Thank you, Audrey, for taking time out and joining us today.
Sure, Tippy, and hi to all my fellow Toastmasters. I'm very excited to participate in this event today.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I almost want to cry. It's so much fun. Thank you so much. And the third evaluator, we're going to have three evaluators. That way you get to hear different perspectives and some of the things that you want to evaluate, you're probably going to agree on. But different perspectives are always a nice way to look at the same thing in a different way. So our third evaluator is Brad. Hi, Brad. Good morning, and thank you so much for taking time out. I know that you left town and you came back, and you probably have a very tight schedule. So thank you for joining us, Brad.
Good morning. No problem at all. Just want to say how excited I am to be here. And Bay Ridge Toastmasters is fantastic. And Toastmasters International is a great organization. And I'm just excited to be part of the speech. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad. And then we have Annie, who is my super special, special friend and helper today. And Annie is going to make sure that we all stay on time. Staying on time is one of the huge benefits that you learn from Toastmasters, because when you go out into the world, a schedule is something that you really, really have to keep to, because a lot of times when you're invited somewhere and you don't keep a schedule, they'll just kill your mic, which is basically really what I'm going to do today also. So you really do need to stay within your schedule, and Annie is going to help us do that. So hi, Annie. Thank you so much for coming.
Good morning, Tippy. Thanks for inviting me. I am really excited to be on this show and to be your timer for today.
Thank you. So Annie is going to give us a 30-second mark. When you're up to 30 seconds before your time is up, she's going to let you know. And when your time is up, what are you going to do as soon as the time is up, Annie?
I'm going to tell you time's up. But
yes,
for the evaluators, they have a 30-second grace period after time is up, and then after that, your mic will be cut off.
Okay, so now we're all ready to go forward and ready to start the program itself, where Robert is going to host. And so let me bring in Robert Goodhull, who is going to be the host of his show, which is called The Robert Goodhull Show. On the Robert Goodhull Show, basically the premise and the setup is that his show contacted my company and asked for someone to come and represent the company and speak about the foundation or the corporation or whatever it is, because they wanted to know anything, any beneficial things that the corporation is doing for the community. And the reason that this company chose me to speak for them is, of course, because I'm a Toastmaster member, and they know that in Toastmasters we learn to be professional, we learn to be efficient and speak on time, plus a bunch of other things that I don't even have time to go into. So I'm really excited here to introduce Robert Goodhull. Hi, Robert. You're the host, and you go right ahead for it. We didn't lose Robert here, did we? Robert Goodhull. Hello? It looks like Robert is not responding. Is anybody else on here?
Hello, Tippy. Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay, Robert, I can hear you now. Were you on mute?
I muted and had trouble getting back in. Anyways, we're back.
Anyway, so you go right ahead, and you're the host of the show. Go for it.
Very well. This is a fantastic opportunity that we have here with Tippy on Tippy Talks, and our organization has definitely reached out to her, and today we're representing another organization that's called Life Modifications, LLC, in addition to Toastmasters International. Toastmasters International is a fantastic organization, and it helps anyone who wants to aspire to be a better speaker, a better communicator, a better leader. Its main focus is on 10 speeches, and then it elaborates on the things like this talk radio show, which is fantastic, very exciting, and if you want to hone your skills, you can come to any of our clubs, specifically Bay Ridge and ABC Toastmasters, which are both in our community, and they have done fantastic things. Bay Ridge Toastmasters, I've been a member for over 20 years, and it has been in the community helping all of our political leaders in any aspect they have to do practice for their communication and leadership skills. And it's just a fantastic organization. We're so glad that Tippy reached out to us. And what more can I say? Please come join us, and here's Tippy.
Hi, Robert. I understand that your organization actually called me today to talk about the corporation that I represent, which is Life Modification, LLC. This is a corporation that reaches out to the community and tries to help and improve the community in a lot of different ways. So thank you for inviting me here to talk about Life Modification today. I will tell you a little bit about Life Modification so that you know what the corporation is about. If you haven't heard about Life Modification LLC, then this is your opportunity to learn what it is. It began when this corporation became aware of the fact that we as human beings have more control over our life than we know. And we realized that if you don't plan things consciously, you'll plan them unconsciously, and you may not like what you see. You may not like the results of your life. So if your unconscious does not have a good program, you're probably going to suffer. And if your subconscious has a good program, you may have a good life, but you still don't have control. So we began with planning workshops, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But first, let me tell you about life, what life modification really means, and some of the other things that we do for the community. So life modification means that we can modify our life to be the kind of life that we always dreamed about. That basically is the premise of life modification. We're about making the community a better and a stronger community by helping individuals empower themselves into a better life. So here's an example of one of the things that we do. We provide newlyweds with furniture if they cannot afford any furniture. What we do is we match up people that want to get rid of their furniture, which there's a lot of people in this community that want to get rid of it and really don't even know what to do with it. We pick up that furniture and we give it to people that just got married and don't have, basically have an empty house. And that's one of the big services that serves everybody. It serves the people that want to get rid of the furniture. It serves the people that have no furniture. And it makes everybody really, really happy. And the kind of workshops that we provide is we have what's called healthy eating to heal and energize your body. We have an expert. Her name is Fortune, which is really Fortuna, I think, in Spanish. It's actually a Spanish name. And she talks about how to eat and how to cook so that you can heal your body and energize your body. So we're in the process of putting all that together into a book, into an information book, kind of like a cookbook, so that people can live a better life. And then we have another workshop called Energy Healing, and Annie's going to love this one. This is by a woman named Debbie. She's an energy healer, and she's doing a workshop one day a month to help the community and to help people heal energetically. So that way we deal with the mind, the body, and the soul just so that we can have a complete healing. And in order to complement it and supplement it and make it a complete all-around workshop that helps you, we also have a meditation class. And a lot of people misunderstand what meditation is. So we guide people through the process. And the reason that we guide through the process is a lot of people, when they start meditating, their mind doesn't let them. So they get very bored, very uneasy, and they're not able to do it at all. So in these classes, we are basically going through the process so that anybody can meditate, because we found that meditation has so many benefits. There's so much for the body, for the mind. It's a de-stressor. It helps you plan things. It helps you coordinate. It helps you get more patience so you can deal with all the objections and all the rejections that you have to deal with every single day. And so that's the three workshops that our company, the Life Modification LLC, offers the community for free. And we offer that to anybody that is interested. There's no qualification, no pre-qualification. You can just come in and you can join us. And then we have the major workshop, which is basically what this company was founded on, which is called the Planning Workshop. And the Planning Workshop is basically designed to prepare people to have a personal plan or a business plan, whichever one they want, because in order to succeed, we have to have a map that will lead us to where we want to go, to have a destination. Without a map, we basically end up going around in circles, which is a very common thing that people do. They don't have a destination, and they run around in circles, and they rush, especially if they're in New York, and they get nowhere. But with a map, we have a destination we have to arrive to, and we can go towards that destination in every single day. Because without a map, it's like getting into a car and driving 120 miles an hour to get to nowhere. So
30 seconds.
When you have a well-thought-out plan, it enables you to outperform and out-hustle anybody that doesn't have a plan. And the most successful people and organizations already do have a plan for 2016, which is basically almost around the corner, or actually it is around the corner, and they have very clear goals. And to close, I'd like
time
to say that your life will not go according to plan if you do not have a plan. Duh, that's exactly the way it is, Robert. And that is what life modification is all about.
Tippi, that is fantastic. Really inspiring, very useful. You mentioned some fantastic organizations that give out furniture and food and healing with Debbie there and having a map and a plan. We love it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Can you tell us, when this organization was founded and how it was founded?
This organization was founded 10 years ago. And it was founded about the time that the entire real estate market collapsed. It was founded by a bunch of investors, real estate investors, who lost a lot by that crash. Everybody that owned the house lost a lot of their equity, a huge chunk of it, if not 50%. And they were dealing with a lot of loan modifications at a time. And then they realized that in the process of doing the loan modification and remodifying your life, a life modification kind of was a great partner to it. So that's how they basically founded it.
Oh, amazing. And why did you decide to join this organization?
That's a great question, Robert. I joined this organization because guess what? My house was totally and completely sinking underwater, which means that 50% of equity of my house was gone. The mortgage also flipped and became twice as much payments per month. And I was drowning, and the house was drowning. And I was one of the real estate agents that represented those investors. And I started working with them just basically to help people out, to help people through their problems and through their loan modification. And so when they came up with that idea, I was a really good candidate to represent the company.
Chippy, why would the fact that your house went down in value affect whether or not you could afford it?
We went down in value also at the same time. The mortgage payments doubled.
Excellent point. Very informative. What is something that anyone can do to help with this organization?
So if you like this organization and you like what it is doing, what you can do is actually contact the organization and see which part of it really talks to you. If you like the idea of planning either your life or your business, if you have something that you want to make more powerful, even if you already have a plan, if you want to make your plan more powerful, you can help by contacting the company and joining that part of that branch of it that talks to you the most. And that way you can take all the information that we give and you can pass it forward. That's the whole idea, to pass it forward, to just give a little bit. And the way to really grow, the way to really become more powerful and more successful is by helping other people, empowering other people to step into their power.
Tippy, I want to thank you for joining our show today. And I want to invite everyone to come to Toastmasters. Toastmasters International you can find on websites. This week we happen to have an excellent meeting on Thursday, which will be by a champion speaker, Lance Miller. That will be at the Brooklyn VA at 7 o'clock. There will be signage that will help anyone to get to the hall. Also on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, ABC Toastmasters meets at the Cappuccino Cafe in Brooklyn, in Bay Ridge, right off of 78th Street and 3rd Avenue. The Brooklyn VA is located at Poly Place. I believe it is 700 Poly Place. And all you need is a photo ID, and they meet all Wednesdays except for the second Wednesday of the month. I'd like to thank you so much, and everyone have a wonderful day, and to come join us. And Tippy, what more can you tell us?
Well, thank you, Robert. I really do appreciate it. We do have a great Toastmasters meeting, and it is a great organization. And thank you so much for doing this hosting with me. Although, when you introduced me as representing Toastmasters, and you were supposed to introduce me as representing Life Modification, but I didn't want to interrupt you because I do love Toastmasters, and I like the fact that you talked about it a lot. I am looking forward to this meeting with this international champion speaker. That's an amazing one. But there's no speech complete in Toastmasters without one of the really valuable things that Toastmasters offers, which is an evaluation to every speech. And that, coupled with the fact that you are being timed, makes it so much more powerful. And we're going to complete this speech by bringing in our evaluators. And I'm really happy to bring in our first evaluator, which is Bob Bose. And Bob will be evaluating the content of the host and the speech that we did. So, Bob, thank you, and thank you for joining us, and welcome, and go right ahead. You're the evaluator.
Well, thank you, Tippy, and thank you, everyone. But a special note to you, Tippy. The objectives of this particular presentation was to present a positive image of you and your organization, to prepare a talk designed to build goodwill for the organization, and to understand the dynamics of a successful radio talk show, and obviously to have some prepared questions. Firstly, let me say I've evaluated this speech on a couple of occasions. I've never had the opportunity of presenting it in a real-life situation, so I'm absolutely thrilled for that. And I would say up front, Tippy, that you clearly put in a great deal of preparation into this, ensuring that all the speakers and all those engaged in this speech were well prepared. So that is an absolute strength. The first point here, was the guest's expertise clearly established in the host's introduction? I would say yes, quite well. I understood about Life Modification LLC. You spoke about providing newlyweds with furniture, and then you spoke about a number of programs and workshops to assist people to help provide a better and stronger community. So I got that. It may have been helpful to have had you explain your own role or passion a little bit earlier to set the mood for that particular
30 seconds.
But you did organize and present that well. You do have a very nice radio voice, almost no filler words, and a nice positive approach and attitude, which I love it. How effectively did the speaker answer the questions asked? Yes, you answered the questions clearly and appropriately. And how effectively do you think the speaker would have been on a real talk show? Well, you are on a real talk show, and you are very effective. Tippy,
Time's
I think
up.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Wonderful, Bob. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we definitely will take your tips into consideration. The fact that the setup and the introduction to the corporation, Robert was supposed to do that, but he set up Toastmasters instead. So we kind of did get the disconnect. I got that too. So thank you so much. And so our second evaluator is going to come in right now, and I'm really happy to hear what she has to say. Audrey, thank you for joining us, and you do not need to repeat the objective that Bob read, and you do not need to read the questions from the manual. You can just do the evaluation based on your own feelings and your own evaluation of what it is that you saw. So thank you, Audrey, so much. Hi.
Thank you, Tippy. Thank you so much for including me on your radio talk show. I want to say the first thing that you stated a clear purpose of your radio talk show, and definitely it enticed me to listen through the show, and it was very relevant to me and perhaps to many others that probably will listen in the future. I thought that the purpose was more control over our lives, and who else except me needs more control over our lives? So you explained the three workshops, the healthy eating, energy healing, which I thought you really brought together, the mind, body, and soul, which was very interesting to me, the soul part of it. And then the meditation one really locked me in because I could never meditate, but yet you said guiding us through the process. I think I would learn something very new in that meditation workshop. I do have one suggestion for you because I thought the major workshop was the planning workshop, and I wished that you had started with the major workshop first, and then once I decide the map on where I was going, which you so eloquently described that map, perhaps then I can choose among one or more of those three workshops that you described. So I want to thank you so much, Tippy. I learned so much, and I can't wait to sign up for your workshop. Thank you.
Awesome. See, we have one seat filled. Thank you, Audrey. That's wonderful because that was basically the objective, and your way of improving it and your suggestion is really amazing and really awesome. Thank you so much, Audrey. I appreciate that. And for our third evaluator, we have Brad coming in and squeezing me in here, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Brad, so much for joining us.
No problem. First, Tippy, I just want to give you kudos for doing this radio interview. I've actually had the opportunity to be on a couple different radio shows, so I know how difficult it is. So I think you did an excellent job. One of the things that I noticed was that there was a very smooth transition between you and Robert. I think you guys both did an excellent job. In terms of life modification, I did get a clear understanding of what you guys are doing. The energy healing, the healthy eating, the furniture for newlyweds, and the planning workshop. So I thought you did a great job of packing a ton of information into a short period of time. Normally this would be a 30-minute interview, and you were able to do it in, what, a couple of minutes, which I thought was fantastic. Your enthusiasm and your knowledge of everything comes through, and like I said, I think you did a fantastic job. My only suggestion going forward would be to hammer home those four workshops again, those 4 points, the planning, the energy healing, the healthy eating, and the furniture towards the end. And obviously when you're doing a live interview, you want to make sure you get your contact information out there. How do people reach you? But like I said, I thought it was fantastic. Kudos to you and to Robert, and I thought the evaluators did great as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brad. And those suggestions are really good, especially the one about giving contact information and how to reach us, which I will let you do when right now when you come on. Please give us contact information. If you want to contact me, my email is tippyinparadise, that's T-I-P-P-Y in paradise, @gmail.com. You can contact me anytime and ask me about Toastmasters or life modification or whichever one that you feel that you are drawn to and you would like to actually join. And so that has been an amazing experience on the air. I didn't think it would be as clear, and you're right, Brad, it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort to put a show together. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for a producer to produce one of my radio shows, which is the one about books. So if you guys know anybody that want to produce a radio show, please contact me at tippyatparadise@gmail.com. And with that being said, I had a lot of fun, and I hope you guys did too. And we could not have done that without the timer that actually kept everything in check and made sure that everything that we need to get done actually got done. So not only did we get it done on time, we have another 4 minutes to really wrap it up. So with that, I'd like for everybody to please give me their thoughts on how they felt doing this interview and doing this show and if they would really like to do it again. So Annie, can you tell us about the timing and how everybody did?
Sure. I'll give you the report. So for Tippy's speech, Tippy went a little over time. She did 5 minutes and 10 seconds. And Bob ended shortly after I said time is up. So he finished at 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Audrey did 1 minute and 28 seconds. And Brad spoke for 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty good. Not that they had much choice, because when you're on air and you're online, if you go over, your microphone just gets cut off. But the fact that everybody really kept within the time tells you about Toastmasters and how well trained we are to keep within the time frame. And if you want to do a workshop, if you want to speak, if you want to do anything, Toastmasters has got to be one of the steps that you take, because it is such an amazing way to get where you want to go without investing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So thank you, Annie, so much. And so now we've come to the end of the show, and we're going to all kind of let everybody know how it went and how we feel about it. So let me start with Robert. Robert, hi.
Hi, Tippy. The show went fantastic, and to defend my position, life modification, Toastmasters are one of the same, and it was my pleasure to host this show today.
Well, there was nothing to defend. I just thought it was really cute. It kind of threw me off, so I had to mention it, because I don't know if you guys heard it, but Brad was right. Setting up the show and giving an introduction is really important, and within 5 minutes, I couldn't do it, so I was just, well, anyway. I really appreciate everything that you've done. Any last words before we sign out, Robert?
Yes, but become more active with Toastmasters and Life Modification. They're both wonderful organizations. You'll grow our community beautifully, as all everyone has done, and it'll just continue to prosper.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert, so much. And Bob, hi. How did you feel about the show, and how did it go for you?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed the event. Salesman as ever, Robert. Thank you. Yeah, it was a great experience, and I appreciate you, for inviting me on to undertake this role, and I've learned something. There's no doubt that everyone within Toastmasters has a story to tell, and I do hope that you will, bit by bit, get round to all the members and invite them to speak on a forthcoming Tippy Talk. I'd be very happy to do so, given this experience.
Wonderful. Yes, I would love for you to come and do a speech. You're officially invited right now. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to maybe doing this again. This has been a lot of fun for me, so if anybody has had as much fun as I did, definitely we have to do it again. And Brad, hi. How did you feel about this experience?
I thought this was a lot of fun. It's very challenging, but I thought it was a worthwhile experience. I thought that everyone did a great job, and I hope to see everyone at the upcoming Toastmasters meeting on Thursday, Bay Ridge Toastmasters, to hear Lance Miller, I believe is his name.
Yes,
the world champion of public speaking?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Robert, for giving us all that information.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brad. And, of course, Audrey, our third evaluator, how did you feel about the experience?
Well, this is my first time experience on a radio talk show, and I never envisioned the amount of pre-work and planning that goes into 15 minutes of time. So this is amazing. This is very exciting for me. So thank you, Tippy, for inviting me.
Thank you, Audrey. I love all the positive feedback. And nothing is complete without Annie, who really held it all together. And Annie, how did you feel about this experience?
Well, it was a really enjoyable experience. I think this show went really well with time and with everyone speaking, your speech and everyone's evaluation. But, you know, your speech was interesting, and I liked the programs, and I wanted to know more about it. So while you were speaking, I was looking up Life Modification. I can't find any of the contact information online. So if you could give that out, that'd be great.
See, that's really good. And Annie, not only, thank you, that is really important. Also, if you want to listen to Annie, we did an interview on money and what was the name of the title? Money and Meaning. Money and Meaning, where she talks about financial planning and financial way to get out of debt. It's just an amazing seminar. So check that out with Annie, Money and Meaning. And thank you so much, Annie. And definitely we're going to have Life Modification out there. Perhaps maybe you can help us put it online and available for people to hear about it. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us here on Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy. You can contact me on my email at tippyinparadise@gmail.com. And have a wonderful Sunday or whatever is left of the weekend. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tippy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tippy.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.